Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 3, Week 7. The author, captain, and forerunner of salvation, leading many sons into glory by entering within the veil and going forth outside the camp. Tuesday. Related verses. Colossians 1, verse 27. To whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. For our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the wisdom which has been hidden, which God predestined before the ages for our glory. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12. So that you might walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. 1 John 3, verse 9. Everyone who has been begotten of God does not practice sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he has been begotten of God. Luke 12, verses 49 and 50. I have come to cast fire on the earth, and how I wish that it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am pressed until it is accomplished. Related reading. This wonderful man, Jesus, who is the model, example, forerunner, pioneer, and captain, one day entered into us. We might have been unconscious of it, but he entered into us. Who is this Jesus who has come into us? He is not only the Savior, he is the one who took the lead to run the race into glory, the one who has entered into the full expression of God, the one who, even today, is this full expression of God. This Jesus, who is God's expression, the effulgence of God's glory, is the Jesus who has come into us. In the past, probably the most we could say was that Christ was the eternal life in us. If we did not have Colossians 1 verse 27, we would never imagine that the Jesus who is in us is the hope of glory. Our hope of glory is just Christ himself. On the one hand, this wonderful one is within the veil, dwelling there in the expression of God and as the expression of God. On the other hand, he has come into us. He is within us. He does not have to leave the glory in order to come into us. While he is within the veil and within us, he is ministering from there to here. He entered within the veil as the pioneer, the forerunner, entering into the glory that is the full, glorious expression of the divine being. Now he is in glory as the captain of our salvation. In his coming into us, he never left the glory. Rather, he brought the glory into us. This is wonderful. When the captain of salvation came into us, the glory came with him. In other words, the captain of salvation came into us to be the glory. At the very least, he came in to be the seed of glory. Now we all have the seed of glory, that is, the captain of salvation himself, within us. Since he was the first to enter into glory, he, as our forerunner, is fully qualified to be our captain. How is it that his sufferings qualified him to be the captain? Because without passing through sufferings, he could not be in the glory. And if he were not in the glory, he would not be perfected or qualified. But by passing through the sufferings, he entered into glory. He is now fully qualified, fully perfected, to fulfill his office of captain. Therefore, he can come into us as the captain, as well as the glory. He is not only the captain, but also the high priest. He is the high priest ministering himself to us as bread and wine. The Lord continually ministers himself to us as grace. 1 Peter 5 verse 10 speaks of the God of all grace. When Paul was suffering because of a thorn in the flesh, he asked the Lord three times to remove it. But the Lord answered Paul, saying, "My grace is sufficient for you." The Lord seemed to be telling Paul, "I will afford you my sufficient grace. I will minister myself to you as the supply, as the grace, as the bread and wine that will sustain and support you as you pass through all the sufferings. These sufferings will produce glory in you." Paul knew that sufferings help to bring us into glory. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17, Paul compares the momentary lightness of affliction with the eternal weight of glory. He was saying that the eternal weight of glory far surpasses the momentary lightness of affliction. Here we see three comparisons: affliction with glory, lightness with weight, and momentary with eternal. Whatever sufferings we pass through are the lightness. This momentary lightness of affliction cannot compare with the eternal weight of glory. Do not be troubled by your sufferings. The real weight is the glory. All our sufferings are just the lightness, the momentary lightness of affliction that works for us the eternal weight of glory.